At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School. It's game day at PBA, 7 o'clock tip. And we're just told that there will be a new starter in the starting lineup for the Huskers tonight. A Nebraskan native jumps into the lineup. Caleb Jenkinson jumps into the starting lineup. And my first reaction, well, there are things going on, right? But my second reaction was, he'll go off for 18-20 points.
Last time I saw him on that court, he was lighting it up. So
I called him taking his team in overtime and lighting up and getting a state championship mm-hmm. win. Like, and I said then, this is going to be a guy once he gets his grown man legs in basketball, and I'm glad that they've stuck with him. But yeah, it's an opportunity for him to see, and it's another step, right? That somebody has a chance, and we've seen this before in this program, that when somebody gets a chance to show up, they generally do.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was also saying earlier, that their head coach has DC ties, and in the DMV area in sports journalism, the Castleberry family is renowned. His dad and his granddad, like they're renowned, and he was in here at the mill, and again, this is part of why we moved down here. The opposing coaches and players often find themselves in the mill, and so you get to talk to them. Shout out to Thomas Villianco for introducing Coach and his staff to the station and the mill. They came in, hung out for a couple of days. Very likable gentlemen. Certainly, there's enough resume to know that they're quality coaches, and something good is expected. And it should be a battle. So we'll find out again, you know, changing the starting lineup. I try not to be the Nebraska negative Nelly and go, okay, whoa, what's going on? Because you went down the bench. You went further down the bench. I'm not sure that you would have thought of Caleb as being the first person off the bench.
Yeah, you're just the optimistic side. Is like, man, he must have been lighting up in practice.
Well, I mean,
and that's the answer. Like, he's just been on top of it, but I don't.
I want to say he had 37 in the state championship game.
It was one of those where I think that was the same year, because I was going back between Britt Prince and Jacobson. Those were like the two stars of that entire playoff run.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, there was you know, the Omaha schools, the Metro schools, mm-hmm. The Chucky and Hunter Salas matchup. But in the earlier game, I mean, it was Mr. Jacobson doing work.
Well, it's just when you watch certain players when they're hot and they got it, it's just like he was having one of those kind of playoff runs where like the guy just couldn't miss.
Yeah, everything was going on. He was playmaking. Another one in that year, Frankie Fiddler, who is now transferred into the big time.
That's right.
There was some talent in Nebraska high school basketball during that era. And again, as they head into their season where things are starting to pick up, that it'll be interesting to see. We'll have to have Nick and company kind of tell us who the players to watch are. Of course, I'm sure our texters will tell us players who players. Well, I mean, there are a lot of coaches in the listener family, and a lot of family in the listener family. Family of players who, quite frankly, some get the attention, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Men's and women's. So it'll be interesting there. And then again, shout out to the women's program for getting their big win last night as well. Harrison, we were talking about USC and that they got fined for some inappropriate behavior at the level of the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
They chose not to suspend the coach for a game. They felt like he was compliant enough in helping, and that it wasn't actually him. It was just his people.
Which I never understand, because if you're the CEO, what does that mean? You're in charge. So I don't know. I don't. If I own the company and my coworkers do something horrible with the company, and then my company's name, like, yeah, I'm liable for. I never understand that.
Well,
in the coaching world,
it's the thing that I keep trying to explain to people, that the talent that gets an open microphone here, if they go across FCC lines, this is not a podcast studio. This is a radio station,
mm-hmm.
and the federal guidelines exist, and they're real. And if you cross those lines, the station not only gets penalized and fined, but DP got to write the check.
Yeah, you can't just claim
like
that.
I can't go, hey, wasn't me.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. Hey, man, yes, it was. On your watch. That's how it works. And I keep trying, like, I try to explain that to people. There's a difference, because there are folks who want radio shows, and mm-hmm. they want the, and I said, the vetting process matters. That I've got to be able to talk to you for an hour straight without you cursing, telling a lie, or crossing FCC boundaries. And if you show me that a couple of times, then we get out of the way and let you do your thing. All with the understanding that we're still going to hold you accountable, because I'm not trying to write a big FCC check. Like, we're not trying to do that. So you have to explain to people there's a difference. Sidebar to this, our good friend Nick Maestros at Muchachos
mm-hmm.
posted on social media, and he was just going through some of the conversation about locally owned food establishments. And it's tough, because he said, sometimes, we're only busy on game days, and there's still tons of work to do. There's still tons of things going on, and folks are having a difficult time. But there are tons of Lincoln restaurants, Lincoln owned, Lincoln managed. And the smaller ones get sometimes eaten up by the bigger ones,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm not going to slight anybody by saying, hey, man, this restaurant chain has it much more easily fiscally sound than some of the smaller ones, for whatever reason. But I wanted to take a moment and shout out some of the smaller restaurants who are locally owned, locally managed, locally operated, and that the profit centers and things that are in play for them. Look, man, $20 to the big factory isn't nearly as much, means as much as it would to Muchachos.
Mm-hmm.
Like the convenience of going to McDonald's, but that money leaves. It leaves Lincoln. And I've had this discussion in private and publicly, that we are a Lincoln-owned and operated radio station. And there are times when people bring it up, and I kind of get on my haunches a little bit, that I want to chew some heads off and go, why are you sending your advertising dollars to media companies who aren't in Nebraska?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you're Nebraska first and buy Lincoln. And when you're buying Omaha, or you're buying Iowa, or you're buying Illinois, you're buying Texas. And I've said that about, listen, the things in the athletic department that don't make sense to me. But, okay, they've earned the right to make whatever decisions they want. But I would imagine most people listening, in some theory, want to support Lincoln businesses and the community. Because this, and so I'll read some of what he said, because, and it goes away from sports, because, but it's a business thing, and I kind of want to help. So it said, here's some truth. It's only my truth to tell. I can't speak for anyone else. And this is from Nick from Muchachos. He says, but I've tried different specials, social media target, marketing, radio. Right now it seems like if it's not a Husker home game, we're down in sales every day. We usually have the food truck to supplement those slower days, but it's getting colder. And, of course, that would mean less support. Dollars are tighter today, and when each one of you comes in, it, he goes, I don't take it lightly. Spending your money with us makes me keep doing this. So my only ask is if you have the funds and want to...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Splurge. Come visit Muchachos or any of the other great, amazing local restaurants in Lincoln. If you go to Omaha, he has a joke, ongoing joke with folks from Block 16 that he says, you know, go anywhere but Block 16, but he actually wants them to go to Block 16. But everyone else is there. He goes, you get it. He goes on. Starbucks will survive. Go try a shaken brown sugar express from Bloom Coffee. I'll add, come to the mill.
Mm-hmm.
Dan and Tamara Sloan are exceptional human beings. And they create spaces in Lincoln and the surrounding areas to give Lincoln residents a place to go, to hang out, to be safe, to get something good in their bellies, to warm their blood a little bit. But all of these places go support as he goes further. McDonald's will survive. Go try the rotating burger at Honest Abe Lincoln. Panda Express will survive. Go try the orange chicken at Chopsticks. He goes, I could do this all day.
Well, yeah, look at COVID.
Right.
Look at how many of the business closed. The big boys, though.
Right.
They can survive something as horrible as that.
Right. And I said, I responded to him that, hey, bro, let's get together. And let's kind of create a day. Like, we have the Give to Lincoln Day where, you know, funds are matched or whatever. And folks are on purpose donating to Lincoln nonprofits. And we're going to do something very similar on Monday. We're going to do an all-day marathon fundraising drive for Linked Literacy. So all day Monday, the 25th, we're going to just go back and forth with different members of their board of directors, just coming on and asking people for donations. And you'll receive books, and you know, anybody that makes a donation, you can go online and make the donation. As long as you keep the receipt, we can put you in the drawing. We'll have some Husker signed gear, some ticket signed gear that we raffle off for anybody that either online donates or comes in the mill and donates, has a cup of coffee. We'll do something there. But I said, the idea should be that we create a Lincoln Eats Day or a Lincoln Food Day. And there's several ways to do it. And I know that there's a way that maybe on an app that people could have on their phone, that if you go and flash that, you scan that card in a restaurant, that you get a discount just for buying Lincoln, for eating Lincoln.
That's a great idea.
Right? That if you had it on your phone or a card, right? Just have a card that, I mean, in the old days, that's what we did. We had a card that you had in your wallet. And the fact that when you open your wallet, the card was there to kind of remind you, hey, man, buy Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Buy Lincoln. And another way to move this, and this is kind of where I am. And again, I have the freedom to say this. I don't have a boss, so, okay, be mad at me if you want. But the reality is what I'd like to say is that anybody, any of the Lincoln restaurants that want to do that, that on the day that we choose, that we will allow them have live reads, that we read on air, maybe for that day, they can come in and record their own, or they could send us their own to play.
Yeah.
You know, 30-second spot, 20-second spot. if they want to do it themselves, that we highlight throughout the course of the day. I'll give you the advertising. For that day, for one, that one day, I'm not going to charge you for the advertising. I'm not going to charge you for the production. And once you do it, you have it. Like, it's yours. Right? And then if you decide that, you know what, there's enough benefit, you're reaping some benefit for it, and you want to do business with us, great. I said, but it'll be family, it'll be community for us to come through. And so any mom, so Soulful Casino, that's why Chubbs has his own show. Mm-hmm. And he continually brings in chefs and cooks from all over Lincoln and the area to tell people about their restaurants and about their food and to come in and do that. I keep telling them, bring food with you when you come. Don't just tell me what you make. Bring some. Let our talent know. Hey, do a thing. As a matter of fact, we could set it up. Hey, Chubbs, you come in on a Saturday, and if you bring five meals, we'll invite a family to come down here and win your food.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, and you win. And yeah. We could do it. I mean, imagine a weekend after, you know, football season or whatever, that on a Saturday, you could just have a day where restaurant owners, locally owned and managed Lincoln restaurants, food providers, can just come in and tell people who you are, what you do. Listen, most people in Lincoln, they know most of the places that are there.
Mm-hmm.
But you need the constant reminder. And I try to explain this to people. It's the constant run. People, like, we think everybody knows the ticket is here. No, that's why we have to flood social media and we have to flood the airwaves and we have to put up billboards and in alumni magazines to get people, because we think everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also think that the people that know are always going to come back to us. No, they get occupied, things in the radio, things on Spotify, like they've got their own stuff. So we have to keep giving them reminders. Well, this will be a way for us to say who we really are and be who we say we are, which is a Lincoln-based radio station that can provide airwaves and amplification for local businesses. And listen, every dime generated stays in Lincoln.
It's the best idea, yeah. Or I shouldn't say yet because this is getting down here. But this is a great one.
Well, Big fan of this pitch. Well, I think it's a thing. And so if you're out there, and you own your own restaurant, reach out. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Just find me on social media or put it here on the text line, right? I would prefer you find me on social media. Find me on the Facebook page. Find me on X. And just say, hey, listen, I got a local business. I'd like, just tell me. And we'll pick a day. And if I got to sit here for 5 hours, and Harrison, you know, when we have bad weather, you know, I post up and we just sit here and talk to people. But we could have a line of people. We could have up to 6 people an hour come in and talk about for 5 minutes, talk about their restaurant. Bring food to sample, and you could put it out on the tables and say, hey, listen, we can invite folks down here.
I was going to say, it'd be a great time for people to come down here.
Come
and sample.
Down, sample the food, try Nick's food, try Chubb's food, like try Charles's food at Mary Ellen's. Like that's been the family thing for all the L&K Grill who feed us on Sweet Things by Marcy. You know, mm-hmm. She's making sandwiches and has this fantastic chicken and dumpling soup. She's right on N Street. You need to go support her. Like we're going to get to all of the locally owned where Lincoln residents are doing the good yeoman's work, putting food in bellies, and they're grinding. But we, as people who live here and succeed here, can help. And that's what I want to do. So for anybody that's involved, that wants to be involved, or you know of somebody that wants to be involved, and we'll go through Nick, and they can pick a day, right? It could be the day before Thanksgiving, right? Another opportunity to tell people what you do, and hey, come buy your turkey, your Thanksgiving dinners from us. Mm-hmm. Come buy your sides from Lincoln-owned and operated restaurants. Or it could be for the holidays. Where, you know what, give mom and dad a day off. Let somebody else do the cooking. Let somebody else make you a plate. And we'll pick the day. And then we'll come up with a card and we'll come up with an app so everybody can just say, listen, we will, and there may be these things that already exist. And if they already are, I'm not trying to step on toes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get organized around it.
Yeah, amplify it if it's already out
right?
there.
I mean, I want to say that the downtown committee may have something. I'm not sure. But either way, we're either going to send everybody to that, or we're going to create a new thing, a better thing, a bigger thing, where folks can just, we can constantly remind people, hey, listen, it's 11:15 on a weekday. And instead of you going to McDonald's or going, and again, they will survive. They're going to survive.
They're good.
Right? They're going to survive. But we can help the people that are our neighbors. We can help the people that are our friends. And that's what we'll do.
We can help our roads.
Yep.
Like, hey, all that tax money stays in the house.
Yep.
Love to see it.
Yep. So that'll do it for this segment. We'll come back and close out Old School and set it up for one-on-one with Barry Thompson. You know, talking about food. Yeah, Barry always cooking with Barry Thompson is always the thing. I'm DP. He is, in fact, Harrison Arns, who's taken over for Austin Horman. We'll carry you through the next bit. We'll be right back to close out this hour.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.